I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1927. That was the day that the Holland Tunnel, connecting New York City and New Jersey, opened for traffic. Before the tunnel, the only way to cross the Hudson River from the city to New Jersey was by ferry. City officials decided to build a tunnel to alleviate congestion. But they had a problem. All those cars driving underground would cause a potentially deadly buildup of carbon monoxide. There had to be a way to ventilate the tunnel. Engineer Clifford Holland came up with the solution. Big fans located at each end of the tunnel could draw fresh air into the passage. The giant fans were nearly as tall as a 10-story building. In honor of his engineering work, the tunnel was named after Holland. But he did not live to see the completion of his vision. The tunnel also owes its existence to unionized labor. The workers who performed the back-breaking work of digging New York's vehicle and subway tunnels called themselves the Sandhogs. In a 1983 book about the union written by Paul Delaney, a worker recounted his memories of the Holland Project, saying, quote, "The turnover in workers was unbelievable. Men would work an hour or maybe a shift, and they'd never be seen on the job again. Even the strongest men were tired after 15 or 20 minutes in the air. And there was always the worry about being fired. If a man went for more than two sips of water during a shift, he was told to collect his wages and go home." 14 workers died on the project. More than a billion cars have made the trip under the Hudson River since it first opened.
Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in 2.